The Hatorah niknei ba'arba'im u'shmonat dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Devorah Kornick from Queens, New York, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through mi'ot schora shena v'ta'anug, through limiting business, sleep, and enjoyment. On a simple level, I believe that this Mishnah could be understood in the following way. If we spend so much of our time, energy, and focus on business, sleeping, and benefiting ourselves, then we simply won't have the time, energy, and focus for Torah. Torah requires work, amelus. It requires our whole being. And if we're spending so much time on other things, then we're not spending so much time on Torah, and we will be lacking in Torah. But I think in general, there is definitely an overall struggle of what is the proper balance between gashmiot, physicality, and ruchniot, spirituality. We're always trying to find this balance. What is the proper amount of each that we should have in our lives? Earlier in Pirkei Avos, we have a Mishnah that says the following, Kach hi darka shel Torah, this is the way of Torah. And it goes on to describe a very, very simple lifestyle. Pas b'melach tochal, you should eat just bread and salt and live a very, very simple life. And it's interesting because that Mishnah seems to say that really you should try to get rid of a physicality as much as you can in order to have a Torah life. But our Mishnah here seems to say that you should have some, right? Mi'ut schora shena v'ta'anug means limiting it. You should have some, but limit it. So are we supposed to have none? Are we supposed to have some? What is the answer to this question? There's a Gemara in Shabbos that describes that Rav Elazar ben Arach, a great rabbi of his time, chose to live in a place known for the luxurious spas instead of settling in Yavna, an established Makom Torah. The Gemara goes on to describe that eventually he forgot his Torah learning and his friends had to daven for him to get it back. This Gemara clearly seems to show that Torah and physicality cannot work together. On the other extreme, though, we have a Gemara in Ksubos that says when Rebbe departed from the world, he raised his 10 fingers toward the heavens and declared, Hashem, all 10 of my fingers were utilized towards the service of Torah without benefiting even that of a small finger. What he says is that I didn't do anything for myself. And the irony of this statement is that Rebbe was the Nasi. He was known to have a table with exotic fruits, all types of foods at all times, no matter what the season. He lived a very luxurious lifestyle. So how do we understand that he said, I didn't enjoy anything in this world, considering the lifestyle that we know he did enjoy? I think that this can be explained by Rav Dessler in Mechtam Eliyahu, where he explains a concept from the Gemara that says, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malika, that schar for mitzvos is given to us in the next world. We do not get schar for mitzvos in this world. This statement seems very troubling because we know that in Shema, we say, V'haya im shamoa tishme'u al mitzvotai. It will be, if you listen to my mitzvos, then what will happen? It says, Unitati mitar tzachem ito, I'll give you dew at the right time, and I'll give you fruits, and I'll give you food, and I'll give you success in your farming and in your plants, and all of these things will be good. So it seems like we are getting schar for mitzvos in this world. If you do the mitzvos, you'll get the dew. So what does it mean that we don't get schar for mitzvos in this world? The Rambam explains this contradiction by saying the following. He says that we don't get schar for mitzvos in this world. And trust me, Rav Dessler says, you're lucky we don't get schar for mitzvos in this world. You do not want to get paid with physical things for instead of olam haba, right? The schar of olam haba is so much greater than anything in this world. And you're lucky that we don't get things in this world for the mitzvos we do, because that would be like paying someone pennies for their job. So we're so thankful that we don't get schar for mitzvos in this world. So what is it? What is it when we get good in this world? The Rambam explains that when Hashem gives us health and tranquility and peace and nachas and whatever he gives us, it's not schar, but rather Hashem is giving it to us in order to enable us to do more mitzvos. Hashem wants us to do more mitzvos, to learn Torah, and therefore he gives us good in our lives so that we could do more of it. This, Rav Dessler says, is mechayev us. It gives us an obligation. It gives us a task that we need to take all of the good that Hashem gives us in our lives, all of the enjoyment, all of the bracha that he gives us, and use it towards him. Use it to get closer to him. Use it to learn Torah. Use it to do mitzvos. And I think that that's really what Rebbe was saying. He wasn't saying that I didn't have any physical pleasure in this world. He was saying that I utilized it all towards the service of Torah. And that's our job, to take all that we have, and we daven that Hashem should give us more tranquility and peace and happiness, and use it to serve Hashem. Use it to do mitzvos. Use it to learn Torah. Thank you so much for learning together.